actually. This is Tuesday, August the 12th, and we're at the home of Ruby Hawkins in Elkhorn City, and Judy Potter is present. She's going to help ask questions, and Debbie Smithers. Do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, Ruby? Where you were born and all that stuff? No. Just pretend the recorder's not on.
Yeah, go ahead. I don't know where I was born.
Really?
No, I don't.
Does it say on your birth certificate where you were born?
Ashcamp.
That's where mine says, Ashcamp.
But Mom and Daddy was living in the camps at Allegheny.
Well, you know he's probably born at home.
I mean, born down the woodshed.
Was you the oldest child?
Yeah.
The oldest child of how many?
Eight.
So your daddy was working in the coal camp?
Yeah, Henry Clay coal camps.
Close at Perry work.
Yeah. What year was he born?
August 31st,
1929. What is your earliest remember that you can remember, like living on Elkhorn Creek?
Well, we lived in Henry Clay coal camps for a long time. And I was in the 8th grade when we moved to Elkhorn Creek.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so we'd walk everywhere we went because we didn't have no car.
So you walked to, did you go to school at Henry Clay?
Lookout.
It's cool. And you had to walk to school every day.
Yeah. But we lived close to over there. We went to walk. I went to Ash Camp when we moved over here and had to walk.
You went to Ash Camp school?
Yeah. That little two-room schoolhouse up there at Ash Camp. Across the creek.
Yeah, I don't, you know where it is. You know where it is? It's a big house now. Across, it was a church for a while, wasn't it? Didn't they have a church in it for a while?
No.
That building, and then they built that church.
It's where Ippy Bartley and Emma lived over there. And it's for...
It's a house now, right? People living in it?
There's two trailers over there, and then there's a
house from Ash Camp Post Office?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Across the creek right there at that bridge.
Hmm. So they didn't have Kettle Camp school?
Yeah.
But you went to Ash Camp?
Yeah. I just went to Kettle Camp. The person did.
Yeah. How come you went to Ash Camp?
Well, that's where I was supposed to go. It was closer, I guess, to Ash Camp than it was Kettle Camp.
Oh, you mean from when you lived on? Where did y'all live at that time?
Henry Clay.
No, we lived up on the creek up there where... Well, I'm where Emmett Belcher bought that log house over in there.
Okay.
We just assumed you lived down there where you're...
No.
On Cure Hill.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
So did you go to high school?
2 year.
2 year. Where did you meet your first husband, Atlas? That's got to be a good story.
You don't want to know.
Uh-oh. Was he a mean girl?
No. I was on the date with somebody else. We'd been to Elkhorn to the movie.
Wow.
And we was walking home. He come along. He had a car and picked us up. And took us home, took him back home. And it started from there.
So how old was you then?
16.
And Atlas was how old?
16.
16. What kind of car was it, do you remember?
It was an old Ford.
There he was already driving a car.
Well, he was working out here for Frank Thomas, mechanic.
He was working in Elkhorn as a mechanic. Well, it made sense. But he had a car.
Yeah.
So then y'all had fell manly in love and got married.
Yeah. is.
At 16?
How old were you when you got married?
16.
16? Oh, okay, that was love at first sight.
I was almost 17.
Almost 17.
He got married in June, was the 17th in August.
Yeah, because his birthday was May, right?
He just barely was 17.
Where did y'all live when you first got married?
Well, we lived over there across the creek for a little two-roomed house.
Across the creek from where your parents lived up there?
Yeah, behind Madney's.
Madney's, yeah.
And then we moved back in the house with Miss Potter and them. So we built a house. We built a house down on Russell Street. We lived down there a while. We sold it, got that in the park.
So when y'all were on Russell Street, that's where Katie and...
We lived outside of Katie and Durwood.
Right, Katie and Durwood Ratliff. Well, then, move to the sad part of funerals and cemeteries. And what can you remember, the earliest thing you can remember of somebody going to a funeral or to the cemetery or...
I guess the closest one was my grandmother. She died Easter Sunday. Don't ask me what year, I don't know. And then my grandpa died later. I guess that's about
first
family that I can remember.
They have them at home. You remember if they were at home or at church or...
Who's at the funeral home?
At the funeral home?
I don't remember who had the funeral home at that time.
But it was in Elkhorn?
Yeah. See, there used to be a funeral home there where Charles Cantrell's office is.
I think that was Bailey's.
No, it was Cook's, I believe.
Because,
I'm pretty sure it was
Cook's. Flo mentioned there was a funeral home there in Elkhorn.
Yeah.
She said Grandma was there.
It was... Mm-hmm. And then there were Charles Cantrell's offices.
On Main Street.
Yeah.
So you was telling us about, you knew this man that made cactus?
Coffins.
Coffins. I can't say that word, casket. In earlier that lived at Kilkank. What was his name?
Cleve Belcher.
And he had like a casket making business?
Yeah. He made caskets and sold them.
What did he make them out of?
I don't know what kind of wood he used.
But they were
wood. They was wood. Yeah, and he lined them and everything.
So when a person died, did they have like caskets already made, or did they make them to fit?
He kept some made ahead.
So in the earlier days, did they always take them to a funeral? Was there always a funeral home in the community, or when a person died?
As far as I can remember, they was.
Always a funeral director to take care of them?
I know when, I guess Sue Gordon, his grandmother, died not long after they moved up there, and they had her up at the house. They didn't take her. Veteran's house. I can't remember too many at home, but they did used to keep them at home.
Wonder why? Just because sometimes there wasn't a funeral home, or...
No, it's just what they wanted.
They wanted, they didn't want to leave them alone, right. Or they thought they needed to be somebody with them all the time.
Because there's usually a funeral home close.
So when a person died, they usually sat with them until they buried them, didn't they? Yeah. No, but the person was never left.
Right.
Because I...
And see, when Grandma Sykes died, they took her to back on the ridge in Virginia and buried her. Miss Potter's mother.
Yeah.
in a family cemetery back in there somewhere, back on the ridge.
She was, where was she live, on Water Branch when she died?
No, she's living in Kettle Camp, I think, with her daughter.
And they took her all the way?
Yeah.
Who was her daughter? What was that?
Effie and him's mother. What was her name?
Was it Sarah? She told us yesterday.
Anyhow, it was Effie and their mother. Was it Murray? Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
Because I know her brother, Patton, it was, when it lived there at Kettle Camp. Mouth of Kettle Camp.
Yeah. When that people got killed in the war, like World War II and stuff, do you remember anybody that got killed?
No.
I don't remember, no. I was just wondering how, when they got killed, how long did it take them, you know, to really get the body actually here?
Right.
After, you know, because...
Or if they had some kind of military service at the cemetery, or...
I don't remember anything about that.
Do you know Claude Potter, right?
Just the name. I never did know him.
Was he killed in World War One, or... He was killed in World War II, right?
I think so. He was already dead, I think, when I come in the family.
And Guy Potter was your father-in-law, and he was at your house whenever he died?
He died at my house, yeah.
What was he, was he like sick or pneumonia or?
He had a bad heart. He had a heart attack.
And did he was at the funeral home or?
Yeah.
How did he get to the cemetery?
Well, the funeral directors took him.
I mean, was there a road at that time?
Yeah.
Or did he come up from Woodrose? Or?
No, there was a road.
There was a road by that time. Okay. Did you go to any before then when you had to come up that road?
No.
There at Woodrose?
No.
We were wondering how they got them to the cemetery, you know, that road, if they carried them or if they had
they
a wagon.
They probably had to carry them. I might have had a horse and wagon. I don't know. I didn't even know there was a road down there.
Cemeteries are always on top of a hill.
Always.
Is that, wonder why that people started always having their cemeteries? Because the land could be used for anything
probably.
Else, or they thought they were closer to heaven, or something similar.
Probably the most unusable land for crops.
Right. But they are. They're usually back on a hill. Now, over in Virginia, they're not. Although her Grandma Sykes is buried. It's right beside the road. You can park and just walk right over to it. You've not been over there?
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us a little about that you remember about her. Her name was Mary Sykes.
Yeah.
They tell all kinds of tales about that woman.
No.
She was a bootlegger and a...
Yeah.
Wild woman.
Rode a horse.
Carried a gun. Was she ever married? Was Sykes her maiden name, or was she married to?
Well, she was married twice. She married Bartley the last time.
But everybody still
called
her Mary Sykes.
That's what we always called her, Aunt Mary Sykes. Grandma Sykes.
Was she your aunt?
No, she was Atlas's
grandmother. That's what you said. Okay.
I never did know her that well, just from what I've heard and seen. Uh-huh. I said she rode this, a mule, and she'd get so drunk she'd fall off from it. And she'd lay right there, and that mule never move to step on her till she got up.
Wow. Wonder where she made the moonshine.
Probably that water branch. That's where she lived, back in Head Water Branch, where Lace sat now.
Well, did you ever hear any tales about Florence's father?
No.
Because I've heard that he was an Irish man, redheaded. He came to see her one time and she hid under the bed.
I heard he was an Osmond.
Osmond.
His last name was Osmond.
Is that an Irish name?
Could be.
And didn't she have a twin?
But he died when they was born.
I know she never did know him.
But he didn't die, or?
I didn't know that if he did. No, because her brother came to see her not long before she died.
Really? I always thought the twin died.
Well, she had a brother that came to see her before she died.
Well, she had a reputation of always being real helpful and real creative, sewing, could make anything and stuff, but she wasn't a real sociable person.
No.
She liked to stay home and didn't go to the grocery store. Do you think that is because her mother was so wild that she was backwards?
No.
It was just her personality?
Just the way she was.
As I know, when Audrey had told us that she didn't go to the grocery store.
She didn't get out very much. She did go to the grocery store sometimes. But I'd go up there and get her and bring her to the grocery store some, and she'd catch a cold truck and come to the grocery store.
Really?
Yes. Because I went to get her once, and she went there, and she got out and caught a truck and come to Elkhorn.
That must have been the way that a lot of people rides is...
them little coal trucks.
They get a ride because they didn't have cars or transportation.
Daddy never owned a car as long as I sat home. Never drove one.
You always had somebody to come and...
We walked.
If you didn't walk, you didn't go.
He walked from Ash Camp to Henry Clay to work every day before daylight and got in after dark.
So did he work in the mines till like retired?
Yeah.
Like a union mines? Was it a union mines?
Yeah. Over in Henry Clay.
I don't know where that is.
Henry Clay. Mm-hmm. It's when you go across the hill, it's just before you get to Hayer. Henry Clay coal camps and
Can you remember you said you lived in a coal camp for a while, right? Can you remember any funerals or what they did?
No, I don't remember no funerals of them.
And have you ever heard anybody say that there's black people buried up there on that Potter Cemetery?
No.
How about Indians?
No.
Did you know Joe and Nancy Howe?
No.
Because they're buried up there in the...
close to...
We're trying to figure out if they're kin, if they're family, or how they got, you know...
Yeah.
Just neighbors or whatever.
I don't remember that.
What
now.
About Louenzi?
Yeah,
Louenzi Hall.
I've heard that.
Adams
name,
Branch.
But I don't know
who they are. Did you ever hear how that cemetery got started?
No.
Or has it just always been there?
It's always been there.
Was it like community or family or both?
It's always been community that I know of.
Did you know a Joe Sweeney?
Joe Sweeney.
Yeah, Joe.
Somebody,
I know Dalvin, I didn't.
He was was he Perry Sweeney's brother?
Yeah, I think so.
He had a mail order bride?
I don't know.
Audrey had told us that.
I didn't know that.
He ordered her out of a catalog or something. She said.
Sears real bit.
She said it was kind of like, you know, personal columns, I guess, or something like today, but it was mail order. She didn't think he had to pay for her, but he probably had to pay for it to get here.
It's like his ads in the paper for you.
Single white male. I just thought it wasn't ordinary that somebody living up in the head of Little Branch ordered a bride, you know?
You see, now Rhonda's buried over on the behind Miss Potter and them in the new section, right?
Uh-huh. Right. He's buried at Dad's feet.
Okay.
And Patton has expressed interest in being buried at Grandpa's feet.
Oh, he has?
Mm-hmm. At first, I think that he didn't want to be until they extended it, and I think he's kind of marked that as his spot.
Well, you know, whose grave was it? Was it Miss Potter's grave that they dug into a grave up there?
They had to put her on the wrong side, mm-hmm. So they got her tombstone turned.
Right. It was Fawn's, about one of Fawn's babies, Fawn Potter's babies.
I can't remember. I
wonder if it was identified or marked. Or
it must not have been by them digging into it.
There's a lot of unknown up there, you know, that just has rocks. And you can tell some of them are babies because they're just about, you know, 3 feet long or something. And there's a lot of rocks. It's got some markings on them. But I don't know how we're going to find out who they were and stuff. And that's one reason we wanted to try to get who all of the family members were, because they might remember their grandma's baby being buried there or something, and so we can get them all identified.
Well, I think all of ours has got rocks, don't they?
Yeah, got stones. Yeah. But there are several right there in the middle where John Potter's buried, who was supposed to be in the first one. His is marked.
John was the first one buried up there.
As far as we can tell, his is the first death date.
Yeah, John, who was Richard Potter's.
Oh, that was Mr. Potter's brother.
No, this is the John.
Another John.
John, yeah.
He was in the Civil War.
Oh, okay, I don't know that one.
He's the earliest date up there so far, and he originally owned that land before Woodrow. So we're assuming that he sat in the house and said, "I want to be buried right up there on that point." That's how
the old house.
You can. It's about the point where he's at that mm-hmm. you can see from the house.
Yeah.
So we kind of.
I can remember the old house. It was sitting like going up the creek. It was sitting on this side of the road.
Which would have been the left side.
Yeah, going up. I can remember the old house. Just barely, but I can remember it. There was a road went right across in front of it. The main road. See, the road used to go through the creek.
Through the creek, uh-huh. Right. So they went down that hill and into the creek, right?
Just went right in front of that house and back out. Because I was going to school to Ice Camp when they built that road, and we had to walk them big rocks to go to school to get, when they shoot them cliffs down.
I wondered when they built that road that would have been Route 197 on the Elkhorn Creek, how long that road had.
They was building it when I was going to school at Ice Camp.
So were there like construction workers come in from different places? Did they live with the people around here?
I don't know, but I can remember when the road was built.
That would have been, what, in the early 40s?
No, she was born in...
No, let's see.
I don't know, Judy. I'm kidding.
She has to think.
Well, you were born in 29, so 39... would have been in the, like, would have been 39, so it had to be.
I was about 14, 15 years old at that time.
So it would have had to been in the early 40s.
Because they had to dynamite a lot of rock.
A lot of rock. We climbed them big rocks just every morning and evening. Huh.
And do you think they would allow children to do that today?
No, they wouldn't. Right there, below Thomas Eklund's. That big cliff up there, that, I'd say that's about the worst place, them big rocks in there, across from Marie McBelcher's place, right in there. And there was an old house, I don't want this on there. There was an...
Stop or pause.
There, when me and Lance got married.
Yeah, because they, when that one thing we did with Mom's, she said that the power came to Bluehead, I believe, and that's how come it...
There was a split there, and that's the reason why part of it's on one circuit, and it goes off up there, it's not off down here or whatever. It's split.
Well, the TV cable went that far once too, didn't it? And got stopped right there.
They wouldn't let nothing come over from Bluehead. Up to Irv's, or South Kent.
Hmm.
They ended the water line right there at that fire hydrant where you go up the hill. But they have finished it up now. They have run it since they're all gone. I figured Freddie might be as bad as they are. I don't know how. He's strange, but I don't know.
Yeah, because they've sold all that property on the other side of the creek, on out, and there's, you know, never been houses over there before.
So you're talking about over on that bottom across the creek.
Mm-hmm.
See, that belonged to I think of his name right now, but anyhow, that belonged to somebody else. It didn't belong to the Clevengers.
So you said you went to the movies on Sundays. Do you remember how much it cost to get in?
No, I don't. It wasn't very much, though, or I couldn't have went.
You always had a date to pay your way.
Not always.
Was the theater still where the theater is now on Main Street in Elkhorn?
Same one.
They probably have the same popcorn.
We had a theater, we had motels, we had clothing stores, we had grocery stores.
Hospital.
You named it. We had it, a hospital. Now we don't have nothing.
And we and the train made regular stops here?
Yes.
A passenger train?
Yeah, I can remember us taking Percy and Naomi over there to catch the train to go to Willard and Audrey's one time.
Huh.
And then we picked them up when they come back.
And they sold beer and whiskey?
On every corner.
So when they stopped selling the beer and whiskey, is that when Elkhorn went down, or was it just gradually go down?
It just gradually went down.
Because of the train, people buying cars and didn't travel by train.
And people that don't want nothing.
Was there logging when there's some logging went on here, or?
Not that I know
of. No logging. Just coal mostly.
No. We was raised on coal, been raised on it all of our life, and now they're trying to run it out. Yeah. They stopped that mine. They won't let it.
The one here in Alcorn?
One over here.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I heard that's putting it in John Moore's Branch instead.
How can they bring coal from over here out of John Moore's Branch?
I don't know, but if it's a different thing.
They will bring it out somewhere else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they will mine that coal.
Well, I saw yesterday on the news Hal Rogers, they were somewhere yesterday, they want to put in a coal liquefaction plant. I didn't know that it'll go, but it's a...
Well, they got it. They had a meeting today. You showed them there, them and Mushkin Powell and Hal Rogers and where they're going to put it.
So do you know where that is? It was called Shoals?
Big Shoal or something.
Big Shoal or something.
I don't know where that is. But it showed the spot they were standing on.
Looked like it was a strip job or something. They were up and you could see off out like that.
And the way they talked, it was a go. But it's going to have to be donated by
money,
businesses or whatever they can get.
Yeah. If they can get government funding or whatever, too. So.
Yeah, the way they talked is going to go. They're going to work now on getting some money. They're going to have to do something.
That's the truth. And that's all we've got is coal.
You see, we had two motels here in Elkhorn. One right down the street here, one across the river, over where the barbershop's at. Drugstore. We got drugstores. And,
wasn't there one down there at Beaver Bottom? Mouth of Beaver? It wasn't there a hotel down there? Motel?
I don't remember one down there.
They tore it down when they built it. It was
ruined. Oh, they was a little, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I was surprised to learn, which... just in the past couple of years, I just learned that there was a hospital here.
A hospital out over across the river there. And we had two or three clothing stores, grocery stores, hardware, funeral home, and...
two hardwares.
We had just anything you'd want. And it just kept going, and that's gone. Heritage is going to take over. We can't live on heritage. It's good to have it, but we can't live on it.
We've got to have some businesses for people to work in the town in order to build up a...
We had Hamilton's 5 and 10, and we had the Rite Aid drugstore out there. And
down there where the old bridge was, there were several little shops in there, wasn't there?
Yeah. They was a...
and then Tom's Hardware, or Self's Hardware.
Self's Hardware.
Service station on the corner.
Had a laundromat.
And I remember there, the B&G Garage, where the train car sits now, that's where Atlas worked.
Yeah.
For a long time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I remember Miller's Grocery.
And we had a bank right there above it. Where that garage was, it was the bank.
Mm-hmm.
It was a doctor's office and a bank.
And the Millers, when it had a grocery store, and then Kid Anderson had a grocery store.
Mm-hmm. And then there was a little restaurant like out there at the school.
Yeah, there was Sneed's when I was there.
What was it?
It was
T.O.'s.
T.O.'s. And the White Star restaurant.
Yeah. Can you remember the hotel that was over there beside the White Star?
I can vaguely remember. I don't know if it was a hotel, at that time, but I remember, the building there.
It had a porch on it, almost out to the street, the front porch. And when Vicky was a baby, they come over and done pictures. I took Vicky over and had pictures made.
Now, I remember the train station, and I remember going to see Elvis's movie, Love Me Tender, 35 cents to get into that.
And this is all on Main Street in Elkhorn, which...
Which don't have nothing around.
A drugstore.
And a library.
Well, we've got a hardware, a drugstore, and a library over there.
On Main Street.
That's it, ain't it?
The theater is still there. Don't have a dentist office?
Yeah, dentist office. James got his dentist office over on the side of
it. So who stayed in the hotels? People that stopped on the train
just
or visitors?
In and out, yeah.
Did you ever see any hobos get on the train and stuff?
No. When that hotel, was right down there for...
On Bridge Street?
Yeah, or Tim Belcher lived there. He don't live there no more, but...
Oh, yeah, right out here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember him talking about that was a hotel.
Right down there.
Yeah, right on this street, remember?
Is that Bridge Street?
Yeah, this Bridge Street here. And that's where the hotel was. And the other one... Like I say, it was all across the river.
There's a pool hall. There's a pool hall down.
Yeah, there was a pool hall down there. Ain't nothing down in there now.
So it seems like whatever was on one side of the river was on the other side of the river. It's like the river kind of divided the town, or...
Yeah.
It's like grocery store on one side of the river, grocery store on the other side of the river.
The old bridge.
Can you remember when they changed Praise to Elkhorn City?
Yeah. I don't remember what year it was, but I do remember when it happened.
It used to be Praise Kentucky.
Praise Kentucky.
They changed it to Elkhorn City.
Yeah.
Wonder why they... If it was the city officials or state officials?
I don't know where it got the name Praise.
Is that praise the Lord to get off his train? Get me off these heels.
I don't think it was a train.
And over there where the Elswicks lived, in that area, over where the dollar store is, right? Daddy's daddy, my grandpa, owned every bit of that at one time.
Oh, really?
He come in here from New York and bought up a lot of property and built houses. Loud. He was a carpenter. And then he started selling it off. But he owned every bit of that over there one time.
Wow.
I think he lived in that house where Joe Elswick lived now.
That was your daddy's daddy?
Yeah. I know anybody could... Daddy'd be filling out paper or something. They'd ask him about his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And when they'd ask him about his dad, they'd say... He'd tell him, he'd say, now you've asked me something I can't tell you. I don't know nothing about my dad.
Hmm.
He come in here from New York, and as far as we know, he was from England over in there somewhere. So you don't never hear no Keirs nowhere.
No, because your dad's name was Cecil Keir, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what his name was?
Reuben.
Reuben
no,
Cure.
Arvel was Daddy's daddy's name.
Arvel Keir.
Arvel. And so he was from England or somewhere, and that's all we know.
Huh. Wonder how he got here.
It's
come on that train.
Probably.
or why, you know, he picked this area to come to.
Right. And Daddy's mother died when he was real small. And his daddy's met Owens' daddy, raised him back on the ridge back over in Virginia.
Hmm.
He was real young. You remember George McCann? Used to police her in Elkhorn for so long. Daddy's mother was his sister. Mm-hmm. Been down there to Mouth of Palma.
Do you remember when, that was probably way before your time, whenever, the Marineros came? Do you remember anything about them?
No history about them, no.
Because I know they seemed like they were here in Elkhorn or something, and then they went to Jenkins, maybe. I didn't know, because Elkhorn seems to be kind of divided, but the river seems to divide, the people.
Oh, they've been in Elkhorn ever since I can remember.
Yeah.
This interview was with Ruby Cure Potter Hawkins on August the 12th, 2008. Ruby is the daughter of Cecil and Sarah Cure. Her first husband was Atlas Potter, the son of Guy and Florence Potter. Her second husband was Clarence Hawkins. She lives in Elkhorn City on Bridge Street.